Oh, Mira, we've got one for you here. We've had a question from Alice saying, is neuromarketing ethical? Is it an ethical thing to do?
Well, it's a question that many people ask. I think something that really comes to your mind if you hear the term neuromarketing. But first, I think it's good to point out that people already get influenced, that marketers already, without doing neuromarketing research, know very well how to influence people. So that's just done by questionnaires or market research. But it's true that with brain imaging, you do get different information about people's behavior than you have than you get with behavioral research. And for instance, you can see when people do things more automatically, or whether they put more effort in things. And what this can cause is that commercials can maybe target their consumers better. So I can see that that's going to happen in the future by having knowledge from neuromarketing research. But whether that's really unethical, so making commercials better, but making people get more influenced by the commercials, I think that's something that you can have to decide for yourself whether you think that's unethical or not.
So it doesn't make you feel bad what you do then?
No, because marketers or marketeers already knew that celebrities work in advertisements. So, I mean, that I didn't show anything new with it. I more or less only showed how it works. So I'm just interested in why things happen the way they do. They already knew this.
But what I think Sarah's getting at, Mira, is what about if the actual advertising, and we've got about 20 seconds if you could answer it briefly, what about if the actual product you're advertising makes the person feel bad because if they don't buy it, they're made to feel bad for not having it?
I would say that's not a good thing.
But that's so what they all do.
Yeah, like you say, that's what they already do, right? So that's not what neuromarketing really is going to change. That's what people already do with the way they make their commercials right now.
Okay, we have to leave it there. But thank you very much, Mira Stalin, for answering that question.